You know, some of our speakers slash comedians slash act stealers have already talked about the Biggest Loser weight challenge, and I thought the Biggest Loser in the Merrimack Valley was the Eagle Tribune editorial staff. I didn't know that Manzi or Sullivan would even qualify for that.
This is Mitt Romney, and you're listening to the Paying Attention radio program with Tom Duggan.
This is U.S. Senator Scott Brown. You're listening to Paying Attention on WCAP, where everybody absolutely gets it.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
By tomorrow, I will rule the world!
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Welcome. You've got mail.
Paying attention!
Well, I must have not been paying attention when you were just talking to me. Do you think that you could repeat the question? And I listen more attentively. There must have been something in all of that nothing that wasn't quite so easy.
Do the Papa Paws and get it out of the way.
Papa,
Timmy, I know you're sick, but you still got to do the Papa Paws if you're going to come in.
See, that was good two-part harmony, but yeah. Timmy could make
we
it three-part.
We missed it with Timmy. I don't care how bad it sounds. You got to do it. It's required. It's actually, I built that into Timmy's contract. Paul!
What the hell?
Now he's not getting paid. I pay him to do Papa Paws. Alright, let's just get this nightmare over with. 978-454-4980 here on the Paying Attention radio program. Oh boy, what a treat do we have for you today. There's so much stuff going on, I think I need... This is one of those shows where I wish I had 4 hours.
Yeah.
Can we bump Dr. McNeil? Is that possible?
Talk to Rich, who's coming in at 12.
He is coming in? Oh, damn. Hey, can we make some kind of a deal with Sam that if Dr. McNeil doesn't come in, we can just take his hour? Because the elections are coming up, and there's just so much going on that even with 3 hours today, I'd still have stuff left on the table that I wouldn't talk
about.
That's
for you and Sam to work out.
All right. We work very well together, Sam and I. Mostly because I listen. He talks and I listen. That's the best way to get along with Sam. And then you just shake your head, yeah, up and down like this, like every 4 or 5 minutes, just so that he knows you're listening.
But when Sam talks, what does Sam sound like? I'd like to know.
I'm gonna have to work up to it. I'm gonna have to work up to it. Yeah,
I'm baiting him to like do Sam's voice.
He does a
great Sam now. Have you heard of Sam?
I have. I wouldn't say it's great. I've heard better impressions.
I just don't know.
I've heard better impressions out of Tommy. I've heard that's a pretty good Obama.
Yeah, we're gonna do Obama today.
Good Obama. Yeah, he does a good Obama, but he does a good Sam, too, I think.
Mitt Romney hates women.
Yeah. Well, of course, Tom's best impersonation is
Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton, no question.
Do we have that?
Or one of his teachers, I remember from back in high school. I can't remember who it was.
Mr. Teresi. Oh, that's the best. You didn't even know the teacher, but you thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
My teacher, Mr. Teresi, when I was at Lawrence High School, used to, and he was a psychology teacher, so it was really fun to kind of pick apart his idiosyncrasies. Yeah. And it's not as much fun listening on the radio because you have to kind of get the hand movements down. Mm. But even like 20-something years later, I can still do Mr. Teresi. Like, he'd come in and he'd go, "Today, class, we're going to talk about parapsychology. Tom, did you hear me? Parapsychology? Did you get that, Tom? Para? Parapsychology? What did I say?"
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of hand motions there.
But people at home won't get it. 978-454-4980. Here's what we've got on the show today. This is why you've come to the right place. We've got Kathleen, a.k.a. Katie Ives, who has another one of these wacky liberal feminists who hyphenates her last name, so she's like Kathleen O'Connor Ives.
Yeah.
Which would probably help her in Lawrence a little bit, but... Yeah. Lawrence isn't in her district. Yeah. She's going to come in. She's running for the Democrat nomination for state Senate. Had a really nice conversation with her on Wednesday about environmental wackos.
Okay.
And we're going to continue that conversation on the air because I thought it was so good on the phone that it's something that our listeners ought to hear. She's a really personable person to talk to.
A personable person. That's cool to have one of those.
She's very easy to talk to. Mm. And she's not an angry liberal, although she didn't come across... as an angry liberal. She's actually a city councilor in Newburyport. There was a little bit of a conflict in the last couple of weeks between her and the mayor, who served with her on the city council for a while before she became mayor. And apparently the mayor of Newburyport is now supporting Bill Manzi. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to talk to her about wacky environmentalism. And is global warming the worst? Is that the worst threat facing America and the globe today? And then whatever her issues are, we'll let her, you know, get her word out. Okay. Also, we are waiting for people from Up With People to come in, and we can only give them like 5 or 6 minutes because we have a really packed show, but I promise them they could come in.
Are people from Up With People personable people?
I don't know.
Persons?
I don't know. The guy that called me had a British accent.
Ah, okay.
And so I knew instantly, I said, there's something going on here, a guy calling me with a British accent. But I guess he's got something going with one of my sales guys about doing some free promotion for some charity or something. I don't know. Because when people call me and I'm not interested in what they have to say, I really just don't even listen. I just go, yeah.
Speaking of British.
Yes.
Speaking of London.
Yes.
Have you seen any of the Olympics at all?
Not even like a minute of the Olympics.
I just want to mention one thing here. Every single time I turn on the Olympics, I get women.
Yes.
Women athletes. Yes. Virtually every single time I've yet to see men.
I did watch a little bit of the volleyball, I have to admit.
Women's volleyball?
Yeah, 10 minutes of the volleyball. Yeah.
I don't understand, where did the men, where did they go?
Yeah.
I just never see them anymore.
Yeah, men are irrelevant in today's society.
It just, you know, it does remind me of, you know, and I'm not being too paranoid here, there's probably a political statement going on with NBC News, always 90% showing women.
Yeah. Well, NBC is great. Because not only do they screw up the news on a regular basis, not only do they report stuff that's not news on a regular basis, just make stuff up, but this week what they were doing was they were showing, it was so funny, because I'm flipping through channels and I always stop at NBC to see, because they're the worst, to see how bad they are, and they are showing girls, American girls, with their medals on, and at the bottom it says, watch, and I don't know whether it was like the track or whatever it was, watch the U.S. girls track meet coming up at 2 o'clock. But you can see they're showing you the girls who already won because they're wearing their medals.
Oh, that's bizarre.
So they're going to tell you, that's like, you know, that's like in our movie review, we're going to be talking about The Sixth Sense and Bruce Willis, who turns out to be the dead guy at the end. Like, what?
It doesn't make any sense, but it just reminds me of the movement within society that men are becoming more and more irrelevant.
Yes.
At least the media is trying to make them that way for a political purpose.
Yeah, and I want to talk a lot about the media today because I'm a little infuriated by the lies that are repeated constantly by the American news media, Fox News, as guilty as everyone else. Nobody can think for themselves in the news media anymore. If somebody in some news organization writes a story and releases the story, every other news organization just copies what they said without even bothering to look in to what was reported as to whether or not it's accurate or true. And I just as a little preview, I'm talking about the left-wing Nazi, Jared Loughner, who shot up, I guess, some Sikh temple this week. And all we heard on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, they all started off with right-wing Nazi,
yeah.
Jared Loughner. Right-wing.
And you don't think Nazis are
right-wing? How is that right-wing?
Let me ask you.
I mean, just take it to its natural conclusion. If you move to the left of political thought, you have socialism, you have communism, you have fascism, all of which is left. As you go further to the left, you have more and more government control. As you go further and further to the right, you get conservatism, libertarianism, and then anarchy. So how is somebody who is far to the left, a white supremacist, extremist Nazi, who is a leftist, portrayed in the American media on every single station as right-wing Nazi, white supremacist?
Well, traditionally, Nazis have been considered the extreme right and communists the extreme left. And that's sort of just how...
Only in the media. That's a media creation. The fact is, even if you read Mein Kampf, which I think I read about a third of when I was in high school, you know, Hitler himself talked about how socialism was the foundation, getting people dependent on government, was the foundation for fascism and communism to take over. I mean, even Hitler himself said that, that there to the left, to the right, you have communism, libertarianism, and anarchy. To the left, you have socialism, communism, fascism. The further to the left you go, the more government control over people's lives. The further to the right you go, the less government control or influence you have over people's lives till you get to anarchy, which is the extreme right. But in American political media thought, they are calling Nazis right wing. Who else, by the way, do they call right wing, Paul?
Who else?
Yeah. Who else in American media today on a regular basis, what other groups, what other people are called right wing?
Well, talk radio hosts.
Talk radio hosts.
Yeah, Fox News.
Conservative Republicans.
Tea Party.
And the Tea Party, right. Do you think that that's, you know, a mistake? Do you think that's coincidence?
Well, that's the way they see it.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Well, they come from a place where their world of reality is normalcy to them. And anything that, you know, goes against that must be right wing.
But why? Because republicanism and conservatism equals bad, and Nazism automatically equals bad, and white supremacy all automatically equals bad. So let's tie them together. It's funny how the news media calls this guy, quote, right wing, but they also call the Tea Party right wing. And what is the inference? That the Tea Party,
that's true.
That the Tea Party and conservative Republicans,
are crazy.
If left to their left to their druthers and get their way, will result at the end of the day, down the road, in Nazism, white supremacy, killing Jews, killing blacks, taking rights away from people. And it's a total folks, if you don't listen to anything that I ever say on this show, whenever I'm talking about the media propaganda, I know what I'm talking about. Please pay very close attention and then look it up yourself.
Isn't it interesting how I don't know if I've ever heard through the media the phrase left-wing person X did this.
Left-wing extremist.
Or left-wing, even just the term left-wing.
Right.
It's not used.
Right.
Because in the media, as in many of the people that I debate on Facebook, by the way, have normalcy and right-wing.
Yes.
There's nothing else. There's those two categories. There's normalcy, and then there's the right. That's their universe of discourse.
And it's the propaganda of the left to project their own white supremacy, their own racism, onto their opponents, who are those of us on the right. So Mitt Romney is called a right-wing extremist by Barack Obama. The Tea Party is called right-wing extremists by Democrats, liberals, and the media. And then, amidst all of this daily dose to the American public of what right-wing is, a shooting happens, and the guy is a neo-Nazi white supremacist who hates Jews and blacks. And he is labeled, on even Fox News, on every news station in America, as a right-wing extremist.
Well, let me ask you this. Philosophically, not governmentally necessarily, but philosophically, if somebody is a racist in that respect that you just mentioned, if that's true about him, wouldn't that be more of a right-wing characteristic than a left-wing, because left-wing is supposed to, you know, be universal and multicultural.
Absolutely not, because what is multicultural? Look, let's just look at the basics. Like, forget Republican, Democrat. Just look at, well, as you said, on theory and ideology.
Yeah, right.
Those on the left, those who are Democrats and liberals, I think would agree that we should have special rules and special laws protecting people based on race. We have people getting special
special and sex. Yeah.
So depending on what group you belong to, according to left wing ideology, American liberal progressive ideology, based on the group you belong to, will determine what rights you have. And now, that's leftism, and that's racism.
And the kind of assistance that government will give you.
Right.
Government is like a father when it comes to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, to you, that's racism.
Absolutely, it's racism.
So what was this Loeffner guy?
He was a left-wing Nazi extremist.
So what was his racism? What brand was it? It wasn't,
Well, they hate Jews and blacks. White supremacists hate everybody but whites.
All right. He hates Jews and blacks. And that's left-wing.
Yes. Well, how could it not be? The conservative thought in America, conservative thought, is rights belong to the individual. That less government control is better. That less government restrictions and regulations are better than more. That gives more to the individual. Not based on what group you belong to. Not based on your race. Not based on your sexual preference. But individuals, that each individual, regardless of race, regardless of sexuality, regardless of all of that, we all have the same constitutional rights. It's the left that brings us civil rights, so-called civil rights, where people are portrayed differently, people are treated differently based upon their race.
Is there any truth, do you think, Tom, to the claim that minorities have less opportunity in this country?
Absolutely not.
Or in any country.
Well, in any country, yes. I mean, America is probably the most equal equal for opportunity that anyone's ever going to have in any other country. If you are...
All right, let me ask you this then. If this was the 1950s or 60s, would you say the same thing? Or would you then say governmental assistance would be necessary for minorities?
In the 1950s, I would say we were still...
Yeah.
Offering the most opportunity
in the world
than any other country in the world. I mean, look at Israel, for example, which is probably the second. In Israel, if you are a Muslim woman, you have more rights than if you are a Muslim woman in a Muslim country. I don't think anybody can dispute that. Even I don't think tennis can dispute that. If you are a Jew in a Muslim country, you have no right to vote, no right to own property, and probably going to die very quickly if they find out that you're a Jew. If you're a Catholic or a Christian and you live in a Muslim-run country, you have no rights.
Right.
Even if you're a Muslim woman, as I said, you have no rights. Now, you look at China. China is a communist country. Yeah. You have no individual rights. The state owns everything.
Yeah.
You look at almost every country in the world, even in Western Europe, which is now very socialist, everything is based... on race.
Well,
we're going to stop this discussion, Puppy Girls.
Well, one second. What you doing there,
Tom? What do you mean, one second? Puppy Girls on the line.
Puppy Girls, just hold on one second.
Wow.
Hey, imagine that. What you're doing is you're comparing the United States with other countries in the world, and I wanted you to compare the United States with what the United States should be.
Well, that's Barack Obama liberalism. I love my country, but I want to change it.
Well, no, you want to make it better. You recognize that it's not 100%.
Well, of course. Nothing's 100%.
Yeah. So
there's always room for improvement.
So, and that would be the next question, which we won't answer now.
The puppy girls on
how
the
do lawn. How do we get that?
Do you have puppy love queued up by any chance?
All right, get puppy love.
All right, let's just...
Puppy girl.
Have puppy love ready for when she's done. Oh, puppy girl, I love you. Are you there?
You just can't have a conversation with puppy girl waiting.
Yeah, can you believe he was going to make you wait so he could make his point? How dare you? Puppy girl Kate Whitney, you're on the line.
I don't know where
I am. Hi, how are you guys?
I'm great now.
Great. Yay. How are you doing, puppy girl?
Yay. Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
I love when she's still laughing when I go to the phones. That's awesome. That means I'm doing my job.
You're funny.
Well, then why don't you marry me? And be careful how you answer that.
my God. You're bad. Stop.
I am bad. So Puppy Girl Kate Whitney is calling. What's that? Puppy Girl Kate Whitney is calling because you've got an event coming up. And if anybody out there, all of my readers who stop me on a daily basis and go, oh, God, I love that Puppy Girl. That's why I get your newspaper. Here's your chance to meet the Valley Patriots Puppy Girl. Tell people how they can meet you, the event that you want them all to go to.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. It's called Comedy for Canines, and it's our first time doing something like this, so I'm really excited. It's actually coming up this coming Thursday, which is August 16th, and doors open at 7. The show is at 8. We're going to have four comedians, Dave Russo, who is host of the Wicked Funny Comedy Tour on Dirty Water TV and also is on 980 sometimes, I think on Fridays. Mm-hmm. He also won Boston's Comic of the Year. The other comedians are Johnny Peasy, Steve Halligan, and Leo Barrett. We're also going to have a magician. Mrs. Massachusetts, Barry Lynch, will be there. There's going to be professional photographers. I'm going to do an intro about One Tail at a Time and talk a little bit about dog rescue and adoption and fostering. We're going to have awesome raffle items. The tickets are only $30, which include food and the show, and they're actually also tax deductible, which is great. And you can get tickets online at onetailatatime.com. There's a donate now button on the right-hand side. So if you just go there, click that, and put in the donation amount and write that it's for the comedy show with your name, we'll get you on the guest list. And it's just going to be so much fun. I'm really excited. We already have a lot of people coming out, and it's just for a great cause, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Now, are you going to be able to get me, like, backstage to kind of like hang out with the, because I know Dave, so he could probably help out too. But when I come, I'm coming from an event with Charlie Baker, and I've already called Charlie Baker and told him, look, I'd like to stay and hang with you guys afterwards like I normally do, but Poppy Girl's got an event. And he actually asked if he could come, so he might even be showing up.
Really?
Yeah, he might be showing
up. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just going to be a really inclusive event. Everybody's just going to be hanging out and for a great cause, share some laughs together, just have fun. It's actually at Rain Nightclub, which is in Malden, right off Route 1, right on Route 99 there in Malden. So it's really easy to get to, and we're just going to have a really great time for a great cause. Like, what's better than that, you know? And the tickets are tax deductible. It's like a no-brainer. Just come on out and have a good night with us.
I just like listening to you talk. Can you just talk about, I mean, read the dictionary or something? Can you just keep talking? She's the best.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope everyone can come, and the more the merrier. If anyone has questions, they can email me, which I think my email address is in all my articles. So, you know, if you have any questions or anything, just shoot me an email or go to our website and bring your friends. There's going to be tables so everyone can just kind of sit together, and there's a cash bar. That'll be fun. And
for $5, for a $5 donation to the One Tail at a Time, you can have your picture with Poppy Girl holding a Valley Patriot with her picture on the front page. And I'll make that happen. I'll make that happen. When I get there, we'll do the pictures, and I'll collect the money, hand it to you, so we can make a little bit of extra money for you, even though people are paying at the door. But I guarantee you, guys will be willing to pay $5 or $10 to have their picture with Poppy Girl.
Well, you know, that would be awesome. I would love to do that. So, right. And like I said, there's going to be professional photographers there. So there'll be really good pictures, and we'll post them online so everyone can you know, have a copy of it. And I think you're bringing Valley Patriots there, hopefully, so people can take them with them. And, yeah, I really like that idea. That was a good one.
Paul just canceled his wedding so he could go.
Oh, no. That's not good. Don't do that.
Actually,
congrats, Paul.
How you doing, Puppy Girl?
Good. How are you?
When you say comedy for canines, I immediately get a mental picture of just all of these dogs as being the audience to this thing, sitting in their chairs, smoking a cigarette, like having a drink.
Yeah, that's,
is that the correct mental picture?
Not so much.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's going to be humans. There's actually a lot of people have asked if there's going to be dogs there, and unfortunately, we're not going to have any dogs. This is a human only, and also let me say, an adult only, 21 plus event. So no dogs.
Well, you should have at least one or two comedians dressed up as a dog and like take the persona as a dog. So do all dog jokes.
Oh, that could work. You know what I mean? Could work. I'll talk to the comedians about that for sure.
Yeah. Paul vying to be Puppy Girl's stage manager.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
So, so give people an update, because our listeners were very concerned about Lola a couple of weeks ago. We talked a lot about that.
Yes,
we were telling people to get out into Georgetown and Groveland area to try and find her. How did that drama end up?
We actually caught her. It was on the two-week anniversary of her being out in the wild. But it was actually funny. I mean, not really funny, but she was at VZ Park the whole time, and we could see her. We just couldn't catch her. She's just a really shy dog. She had just come up to us from the south. She had lived her whole life outside, so she was really comfortable being outside, and she was just petrified of humans. She really needed some rehabilitation. And after the two-week mark of our great volunteers, a few of them would just pretty much be at VZ Park 24 hours a day with food, and we had humane traps set up, and we just had everything. And it was amazing. Social networking is amazing. Everyone would comment on Lola's picture, your readers, your listeners, everyone just saying, you know, we're sending our prayers, our thoughts. We went to help look for her. We would meet people there that were trying to help us catch her. It was really incredible, and it was just amazing. So I thank you for bringing that up, because I really did want to thank everyone for their help. Everyone helped in one way or another, and it just, it was great. And now she's in a foster home, and she's doing really well. She's really coming out of her shell. And she's just a beautiful dog.
Puppy Girl, for those who aren't familiar with the story, did this dog ever have an owner?
She did, down south. But okay. They turned her into the shelter. She chased their cats in the house, so they chained her up outside. So she lived her whole life outside. She's only about 2 years old. So she just didn't really have the life of a family pet,
right.
of a family member like our pets up here have. So they turned her into the shelter. They didn't want her anymore. So she was, you know, living outside, and then was at the shelter, and then she was transported up here. So hopefully now she's learning to trust humans a little bit more, and is realizing that she's getting really great food, and she likes belly rubs, and she's just a really
great
dog.
Don't they all?
So, yeah, so some need a little bit more love than others. You know, they haven't had a great life so far, and that's part of what we do.
I love you, Puppy Girl. I just got a text from Penny. She said, if I wanted to marry you, she'd be okay with that.
Oh,
if anybody, if it was anybody else, she'd be upset, but she'd be okay if it was you.
Oh, well, that's really nice.
See how that is? Can you do a quick promo for the show before we let you go?
Of course. I would love to.
Awesome.
Well, this is Valley Patriots Puppy Girl Kate Whitney, and you are listening to Paying Attention with Tom Duggan on 980 WCAP, where everybody gets it.
Yay. Nothing about me being sexy or anything, huh? All right, that's okay. We'll let that go.
And Tom Duggan's really sexy. There you go.
Wow. That's it. That's the end of the show. You can't top that. Puppy Girl Kate Whitney, she's going to be...
No, she didn't mean it.
I don't... Who cares if she means it? She said it. I'm going to play that over and over now when I get home. Thank you...
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for calling in, Kate.
Thanks, Puppy Girl.
Thanks. Hope to see you Thursday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
This is Over the Montagne, candidate for governor here in New Hampshire. I'm pleased to be with Tom Duggan. It's WCAP Radio.
The big thing about Willie is he has great passion for Lawrence. I mean, there's nobody that has more passion for the city of Lawrence. I mean, I'm basically, and I'm proud to say it, I'm probably his best friend. I've been his friend for 15 years. I love the guy. I have great respect for him. He ran for mayor. All the odds were against him, and he won. And he won pretty handily. I think, Senator, I have faith in everything Mayor Lantigua. Maybe I'm not the most objective person. I am objective a lot. But I feel strongly he can do what he has in the 5 months.
use me as a promo?
I use you as a promo every week if you want.
This is Mitchell Chester, Commissioner of Education, and looking forward to listening to WCAP. And in the morning, if you want to come with me to a shanty by the sea, I come along, my little honey, because we're going down to Salisbury.
Spending a lot of time at the beach this week. Melvin Taylor bringing us back from the break. How about that? Puppy Girl thinks I'm sexy. That's awesome.
Words. You fed her the words, Tom.
Yeah, but she still said it.
No, she said it.
If I feed you words, Paul, and I say abortion is awesome, Paul, will you say abortion is awesome? You'd never say yes, right?
No.
All right, so there you go.
Are you comparing yourself to abortion?
No, yeah, well, no. Never. I'm sure other people's might, but no. 978-454-4980. Is there somebody on the line, or is that just a leftover from Kate? Somebody's in the line, yes? No, all right.
Kate
Anyway.
Well,
who?
Kate didn't say that I was sexy.
No, because you're not.
I thought I was.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Paul, if I ask you to say that Tom is sexy, would you say it?
No.
All right, so there you go. My point
is. So Kate didn't fight it because it's true.
Oh.
So there you go.
So you think he is?
Of course he does.
I'm not saying that. Kate said it.
Oh, boy. Welcome back. There's really nothing else we can do after that. That's Puppy Girl. And after Puppy Girl, what else could there possibly be? We should have just ended the show right there.
All has been said.
All
that,
has been
that needs to be said.
Yeah. So going back to our discussion about... kind of hard to do that now, right? But going back to our discussion about the propaganda from the American media. And let me say this, too, as a side note. Even though our media is just so awful, and the American media has become... the paparazzi of England. If you look at the paparazzi in Hollywood, that's what our American news media has become. And as bad as it is, we still have the best news media in the world because it's a free media. Hmm. And it's not run by the state, and it's not run by any particular interest group.
It may not be run by the state, but don't you think slowly it's becoming more and more state influenced?
Yes. Yeah, no, I think we're definitely heading down a very dangerous road. But, you know, when you hear, when someone writes a story that right-wing Nazi Jared Loughner killed a bunch of people, and then Fox News goes, oh, we're going to report that too, and then they just read word for word what somebody else in some other radio station or TV station wrote, and they say, right-wing Jared Loughner, neo-Nazi, I'm sitting there thinking, like, of all the people, even Fox News should know better.
Let me ask you this.
Like, I expect this from NPR. I expect it from MSNBC. I don't expect it. I expect somebody with a brain cell in their head to challenge the label right-wing in association with a left-wing Nazi.
According to your understanding of political categories, is there such a thing, hypothetically, as extreme right-wing?
Well, yeah, anarchy.
Okay, what is that?
Anarchy.
Anarchy.
Yeah, the anarchists who are out there doing Occupy Wall Street... who have
they're extreme right wing.
Have sided with the progressive movement because they both kind of have a similar a goal in that they both hate the government.
Why do you think that anarchists have always been portrayed as left?
Because our American news media wants to confuse the people. I don't think that there could possibly be any other reason.
I think the reason is because it's a anti-authoritarian movement. That's why. See, philosophically, they're
left. Yeah, but the left loves authority. The left, they want broccoli police to be able to come into your home and tell you that you have to eat broccoli on Wednesday.
They love authority only if it's helping the downtrodden, not if it's helping all
people. Well, not downtrodden. Specific preferred racial groups and specific preferred economic groups and specific preferred sexual groups.
Well,
it's one of the reasons why guys like Tennis Lilly, when we have our Facebook, very long Facebook discussions... we'll talk about how equality is important and the mainstay of American freedom is to stop labeling stereotypes and prejudice and then call Catholics and Christians right-wing kooks.
Yeah.
You know, this is the reason why we have hypocrisy, because they're talking the talk, but they're certainly not walking the walk.
Let me clarify the language to make it simple. I think left-wing loves governments when it assists non-white men.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
In a nutshell.
Right.
That's what's going on.
And that would
on.
Be called, I would think, racism and sexism.
But other than that, they hate government.
No, I disagree.
Yeah?
It's the left. It's the Democrats.
Actually, you're right.
Who want to pass laws to tell you you have to wear your seatbelt, even though you're the only person who's going to be hurt by not wearing your seatbelt. They're the ones saying we have to ban fatty foods, trans fats. Everything has to be low fat, no fat, 1%, 3% skim milk. Everything's got to be mandated by the government.
I guess,
that's more government control. Healthcare, 1/6 of our economy has to be controlled by the government.
I understand.
That's the left.
I guess the irony here then is that the left claims to hate authority, but in many instances really likes authority.
Of course they do. They love
it.
Really
depends on authority.
They love it.
Yet, what is it about them philosophically that hates authority?
Well, they hate police. They hate military. Far-left extremists.
They love authority if it helps them.
Yes, that's correct. And it's total hypocrisy. It's the again, let me say for the listeners, it's the same school of thought that gives you prejudices bad, labeling and stereotypes are bad. Oh, you don't believe in gay marriage? You're a hater. You're a right-wing kook. You're a right-wing Christian kook. Isn't that a label and a stereotype?
Well, I've noticed that most of my discussions with people on the left always come to, almost immediately, come to name-calling.
Yes.
Because that's pretty much all they have.
Right. And they will label you and stereotype you in a category which, according to what they say they believe in, is a bad thing.
Well,
if I came on the radio and I said...
It's a way of diverting from the topic itself.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
That's the goal.
It's a distraction so that so that the people who are consuming these ideas and thoughts and concepts will not realize that those on the left are the racists. Those on the left are the people who stereotype and label. And if you don't believe me, ask the guy who owns Chick-fil-A. Right? Here's a guy who simply came out and said, I believe in traditional marriage. And when I put on CNN, based on what? Based on the group that he belongs to. Catholic. So when I hear all of the media, all of them, even local, even the Eagle Tribune, even the local Lawrence, former Lawrence Eagle Tribune, calling Jared Loughner right-wing, saying he was part of a right-wing band. How can a band be right-wing, by the way? Can a band be right-wing? I don't get that at all.
A rock band?
Yeah. He's part of one of these skinhead neo-Nazi angry bands that they do. They sing about killing Jews and all that stuff. And even the local, there's not one person at the Eagle Tribune who's got a brain cell in their head who can go, hey, wait a minute, Nazis aren't right-wing. We got to correct that. All right. Katie Ives is going to be a little late, so she's going to be here at 11:20. That'll give us a little more time to discuss this. Jeff Katz gone from Talk 1200. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too. I support Jeff Katz. We tried to get him to call into the show today. Maybe we can get him for next week. Given that he had me on his show like twice a week, I think it's only right that we have him come on here. Maybe we can get him to come into the show next week and be my fill-in co-host for Paul.
Here you go.
Spending time with his girlfriend, like that's way more important than my show. 978-454-4980. On the Paying Attention Radio program, back after this, where everybody gets it, even Puppy Girl!